it up.
All right, it's 5:32 in the morning. This is Sunny 101.5, the Jack and Tracy Show on your Friday. That's special.
You like when I break out in song for no reason. But there is a reason. It's Friday. We're celebrating it. You know what's funny is when I did that on the show, oh gosh, it's been a long time. Because yeah. I don't do that with just anybody. Like I have to be comfortable with you.
I get that. I understand.
And a friend texted me and said, oh my gosh, I do that same thing. Just some
kidding?
Random
just
note.
Random, just,
yeah, exactly.
What the? What?
And I was glad to hear I wasn't alone. So there you go.
Oh, I'm sure there are more than one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
I'm sure you have some quirky habits. Look at him. He can't think of any.
I can't think of any quirky habits I have. Well, as soon as I think of it, I'll let you know. But I guarantee you it's not. I guarantee you that's not it. We have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 20% chance of showers. The high is going to be about 46. It's 36 now, and this is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Something good. Tell me something good.
6:18. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, some teens in Texas are doing something pretty unique and awesome to help the homeless in their community. They're weaving sleeping mats for the homeless, making them out of plastic bags. You know, the kind of plastic bags you get at stores and grocery stores.
Yeah.
Don't we all have a lot of those, right?
Oh, yeah,
I have an entire cabinet. But the bags can be crocheted using a large crochet hook or woven using a loom. So the group of teens, they make up an organization called Teens Give Back, SATX. And they said, we really take for granted having a bed to go home to after a long day. So the teens decided to repurpose used grocery bags, make them into these sleeping mats. Hmm. I'm telling you, though, it's something that involves a lot of patience and a lot of hours. Each mat takes about 700 to 900 plastic bags. So there's collecting them,
yeah.
Even though they're, you know, an abundance out there.
Right.
And about 15 to 20 hours to make. So despite how labor-intensive the project is, these teens are committed, and they say in extreme temperatures, these mats can save lives by keeping people off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So over the past year, they've produced about 50 mats and given them to those experiencing homelessness in San Antonio. And they're just spreading the word about, well, transforming trash into treasure in hopes the idea will catch on around the country. And did a little digging and, you know, Googling and all of the things we do.
Yeah.
And you know, they're not alone. There have been other groups that do this.
I was going to say, I bet it does catch on.
Continue to do it. But what a cool idea. What a great way to, again,
I wouldn't even
turn
have thought
trash
of
into treasure.
I know.
Big help.
That really is something.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Deals and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:55. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Taylor Swift has officially become a billionaire.
Billion? Mm-hmm. As B.
As in billion. Yeah, Forbes magazine says she now has an estimated fortune of $1.1 billion. She's reportedly the first musician to bring in over $1 billion in only based on her songs and performances.
Wow.
Man, a remarkable accomplishment, one that would not have happened, at least not yet, if she hadn't gone back in the studio and re-recorded all of her master recordings from scratch. Sales of the old songs plummeted and sales of new Taylor's versions Well, they took off in a way that were just the best revenge. And now 5 years later, they helped make her a billionaire. Now, Inc. said it's just really a lesson for every entrepreneur or creative artist who's ever been trapped in a bad deal. Says sometimes hard work, ingenuity, and reaching out to your most devoted supporters can help you land back on top. Wow. Well, the tickets for the women's final four matches this week were twice the price of tickets for the men's semifinals. A ticket to one of the women's games on the resale market was more than $2,300 compared to a men's ticket price of $1,000 each. I was puzzled by that, but it's all due to the seating capacity for the women's games being three times smaller than the men's games. Well, Conan O'Brien is returning to The Tonight Show for the first time since his exit in 2010. Yeah. Variety says he's going to appear as a guest during April 9th show to promote his travel series, Conan O'Brien Must Go On. That's premiering April 18th on Max. He was replaced by Jay Leno on The Tonight Show in 2010 and went on to host TBS's Conan for 11 seasons.
Yeah.
Well, in what Gene Simmons is calling a collaboration, Kiss has sold its music catalog to Swedish company Pop House Entertainment Group for $300 million. Now, Pop House is the same company behind Kiss's upcoming Avatar shows. The company's CEO fans can soon expect a biopic, a documentary, and a Kiss experience. Kiss's first Avatar show is supposed to happen in 2027. There's also going to be a new Matrix film in the Matrix franchise.
Good.
Yeah, the Martian writer Drew Goddard is set to lead the project. No word if Keanu Reeves will return in his role, but Warner Brothers says Goddard approached them with a fresh idea for the film, and undoubtedly it's one many will look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. Today's deep dish pizza day. You're not a deep dish fan?
No, I'm not. It's not like I can't eat it. But I'll take thin over it.
Was always like that. Love thin until I had Jet's deep dish.
I don't think I ever had that one. Maybe that's the problem.
It's ridiculous. It's so good.
I've heard. I hear good things.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, all pizza is good, right?
I can't think of
more special than others.
Can't think of a bad one, really, yeah.
All right, let's do some birthdays.
Even in the frozen variety, I really can't think of a bad one.
Jack opens his freezer and there's a tower of 14 frozen
pizzas. There's just
one
in there, but I'm not saying it's going to last the weekend.
No, well, I think now that we've mentioned it, it's going to be gone by noon.
You're probably right.
All right. Birthdays.
All right.
It is Pharrell Williams.
I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Because I'm 50.
I'm alone if you feel like a room without a roof.
Yeah, I'm 50.
I'm alone if you
He's 51.
Well, that doesn't rhyme. So
no, it doesn't. And it was a great song.
So it doesn't count. So that's it.
Yeah, 51 today.
All right.
How about Sterling K. Brown?
Okay, now we're getting tough. Sterling K. Brown. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm pretty sure it's an actor.
Yes.
But that doesn't help me at all with the age. So you know what? I think 50 has a good ring. Let's stay with, because I'm 50. Go ahead. Let's stay. It's 50.
Not bad. 48.
48. All right.
And Mike McCready.
Mike. That's a guy from, he's on a rock band.
Yep. Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam, that's mm-hmm. right. Well, he's got to be, I'm going to push it up. Now, my last two guesses are 50 or 60 on this one.
58, still in the 50s.
Not bad. That's young.
Sunny,
you're young.
101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Well, it's 7:42 and we'll come up with a couple of ideas to make your life just little bit easier.
I'm a little mind blown by mine.
I'm paying attention.
I just was like, how have I never seen this in my life? An easy way to cut oranges.
Easy way to cut oranges.
You literally just take a make a slice, the very tip, the top off, and then the bottom off.
Uh-huh.
And then you make one slice across the orange, what's left there, and you roll it backwards.
And you roll it backwards.
And literally you have all of these little accordion-like sections of orange that are just ready to be picked off and eaten. Have you ever seen that?
I have never.
I mean, would you look at this? That's kind of amazing.
That's really amazing.
That's what I said. So, anyway, here I've been all this time. I've been doing it wrong.
All right, one more time, run that by me so I get
when
I go
home. Yeah,
you just
cut the top and the bottom off.
Bottom off, right. Sides. Got it.
And just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then you put, you cut one, I guess, line, if you will, through the orange the whole way across with what was left.
Right.
And then you just take it and turn it backwards. Peel it back. The whole thing. Mm. And then what it leaves you is these sections of orange that you just peel off the bottom of the rind.
That's genius.
I know. That's what I said, too. I just was like, where has this one been my whole life?
I was pretty happy with mine until I heard yours, man. Because I'm making BLTs over here.
Oh, of course.
Now, when you make BLTs,
mm-hmm.
or any toasted sandwich, for that matter,
okay,
place two slices of bread in a single toaster slot.
Okay.
This way, the bread gets toasty on the outside, but stays soft and chewy on the inside.
You know what? That's good.
That's not bad.
If your toaster slots are thick enough,
if they're
mine
thick
are
enough.
Not. I think
I can pull that off on mine.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Look at us being useful this morning.
Phew, boy, I'm burnt now. And there you go.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:55. And time for another edition of Go Figure. I can relate to this story that you provided me with.
Okay.
Because it has to do with the lottery. And
right.
I'll tell you my story after I tell you hers. A lottery mix-up turned out to be a happy accident for a Virginia woman after she tried to buy a Mega Millions lottery ticket recently. As the Mega Millions jackpot was accumulating nearly $900 million.
Oh my gosh.
At the time.
I know where this is going.
In March, you do. Miriam Long in Christiansburg decided she wanted to take her chances at the jackpot. Well, okay.
Sure. Yeah, makes sense.
But in a twist of fortune, she accidentally bought a Powerball ticket instead of the Mega Millions.
Okay.
And the ticket was a big
winner. Was a winner.
Yep. It was the best mistake of my life, she told lottery officials, after her ticket matched the first five winning numbers in the March 18th Powerball drawing. How about that? That's fate. That's something that just had to happen.
Yeah, I have exactly. She was meant to win that money.
I have my lottery story. It's obviously not in the millions.
Okay.
It only came.
Or you wouldn't be sitting here.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I would, but anyway, I want to. I just have my mind set to get some scratch offs,
mm-hmm.
and I go to the store at the corner down by my house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the machine was shut down, they couldn't sell it because I left there, got in my truck, went down the road, and went to the other place, another gas station that sells those, and I was just getting up there and they were closing this. I don't know what was happening. They were locking up. They were closing. I go, what is going? All I want to do is buy a scratch off ticket. So I went across the street to a competitor, another one. And finally, I got one, and I won $250. Now, I wouldn't have ended up at that gas station if it wasn't through those two mishaps before. So that was meant to happen.
You were meant to win that money.
It was meant to be.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. So there you go. I guess that's called fate, huh?
Yeah.
Of course, $250 is no, you know, 90 mil or whatever that was. So how much was that? It was $900 million. Jeez, that's scary money, man. I'll tell you. Go figure.